Time now for your letters. Steve Uzel of San Marcos, Texas, listened last week both to our conversation with singers Ame Onuki and Yumi Oshimura and to reporter Netta Ulubi's music profile of Adam Gorin. I found the pieces on the Japanese pop duo and the computer punk music guy rather irritating, he writes. While trimming my beard, I was composing a complaint letter about the offending programming. Then the piece about Liza Lister, the child who fought against leukemia and lost, came on. For safety's sake, I had to put down the scissors because my hands were shaking. I stood there staring at myself, weeping for a life lost much too soon. I thought about the occasional flare-ups between my teenage son and me and promised myself that I would strive to never complain again. Thank you for the memorable tale of the bravest little girl ever born. Our appreciation of the late folklorist Alan Lomax 2 weeks ago struck a chord with Lynn de Benedette, who writes, Lomax's work touched countless listeners, some in ways he might not have expected. In 1959, in Fife, Alabama, Lomax recorded an all-day singing from the Shape Note Hymn Book, The Sacred Harp. The tune book and the singing styles it captured were then not widely known outside the South. Lomax's recording is one of the main reasons that today there are sacred harp singers and singings all over the country. 40 years later, in 1999, those gathered in Henniger, Alabama, at the 96th session of that same all-day singing came from Georgia, Alabama, and Texas, but also from California, Illinois, and Maine. That all of us were and are privileged to meet and sing together, we owe in part to Alan Lomax. I found myself wishing I had been able to tell him, thank you. We welcome your letters. You may reach us at wesat@npr.org.